GPEP, the Goucher Prison Education Partnership, seeks to provide college educations for people who are incarcerated. With me via phone is Eliza Cornejo, the Acting Executive Director of GPEP. Hello and welcome.
Hi, Dana. Thank you for having me.
Why was GPEP started? What was the mission behind it?
So GPEP's mission is simple in its basic idea, the idea of providing access to a high-quality liberal arts education for students who have not historically had access to this kind of education.
Who participates? Where are your students located?
GPEP offers Goucher College courses to students who are living in two state prisons in Maryland, the Maryland Correctional Institute for Women and the Maryland Correctional Institute Jessup. GPEP collaborates with the Maryland Department of Labor, which offers GED classes at both of these prisons and most other prisons in the country.
What sort of degrees have people gotten through GPEP, and what kind of careers have your graduates gone into?
They are pursuing an American Studies degree, classes that fit within the American Studies major at Goucher. Could be, there's lots of history classes, literature classes, art classes, dance history classes. So they're taking a really wide range of courses. Some students will be incarcerated long enough to finish their degrees while they're inside MCIJ or MCIW, the two prisons in which we operate. Other students might leave prison with many credits and very close to earning their degree, in which case it might make sense for them to complete their bachelor's in American Studies. We've had former students complete their degrees in computer science, political science. We have a student who is now, he completed his bachelor's on Goucher's main campus and is now at Johns Hopkins University completing his master's in public health. Then students take their degrees and go into a very wide range of careers. We have a student who works at the Vera Institute of Justice on their Center on Sentencing and Corrections, advocating for criminal justice reform and post-secondary education in prison. Other former students are working to change laws that unjustly penalize formerly incarcerated people, such as a former student who served as a lead plaintiff on a civil rights lawsuit objecting to exclusion of businesses owned by formerly incarcerated people and their employees. And he actually is a business owner of such a business. So he was advocating for himself and others like him in his situation and his employees. Some other former GPEP students are seeking to effect change on different issues affecting people of color. We had a former student who co-authored a Baltimore Sun op-ed arguing that lower vaccination rates for Black Maryland's result in part from systemic barriers that they're facing in accessing vaccines. Overall, just really enriching their lives and those of their families and communities, and both in within and beyond prison.
This is GPEP, the Goucher Prison Education Partnership, dedicated to providing college courses and degrees for people who are incarcerated in Maryland. Eliza, is there a website that people can visit for more information?
For more information, you can visit www.goucher.edu/GPEP. That's GPEP.
I've been speaking today with Eliza Cornejo, the Acting Executive Director of GPEP, the Goucher Prison Education Partnership. Eliza, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Diana. It's been a pleasure talking with you as well.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.